Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2-3. Now we talk about participating in a funeral, paralleling what we had before with the Kohen Gadol. Here we say Meis lo Meis, if the king loses a relative, one of his seven krovim, his seven close relatives, Eino yotzim epesach paltrin shalo, says the Mishnah, he may not leave his palace. The idea being that it's not appropriate for the covenant of the king to everyone to see him in a sort of his disheveled, mourning, sad state. Okay, Reb Yehuda Omer, Imro to Letzeis Achar Mita Yotze. Reb Yehuda disagrees. He says, if the king wants to, then he could. And in fact, says Reb Yehuda, we have a clear precedent for this, because it says, Shekin Matzino B'David, the case of David HaMelech, Sheyatza Achar Mitasa Shel Avner. David himself participated in the funeral of Avner, so people saw him, you know, distressed and sad, and that was David Melech did it. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'melech David holech achrei hamita." You see, David did indeed follow after the bier, the funeral bier procession of Avner. Now, the backstory there, I'll remind you from Shmuel, is that there was a split in the country after the death of Shaul. There were essentially two kings in Israel. There was David Melech, who was the Melech over Yehuda from Hebron, and then there was Shaul's son, Ish-Boshes, who was the king of the rest of Israel. David had a general named Yoav. Ish-Boshes had a general named Avner. Now Avner, after 2 years, he wanted to basically come back and bring this together, unify the country. He went to David to reconcile things and attempted to join on David's side. Now, Yoav should have accepted that, but Yoav had a pre-existing beef with Avner because Avner had killed Yoav's brother Asael. So even though Yoav shouldn't have, Yoav did kill Avner. So Avner was murdered by Yoav, and David HaMelech essentially was afraid that he was legitimately distressed over this. That was unjust, it was terrible, and he was very upset about it, number one. Number two, besides for being distressed, it also was a potential civil war situation because the people were under the impression that David HaMelech had authorized the killing of Avner, and that certainly wouldn't bode well for sort of the two sides coming together. So therefore, David HaMelech participated in this funeral, and he may have had political motives besides for not just, his personal grieving over Avner. And that's the response that the Chacham are saying back to Rabbi Yehuda. Amrullah, they say back to him, you can't learn from him. That was called the Hora Ashah. It's like a once-off unusual one-time ruling, if you will, temporary ruling for some sort of exigent circumstance, in this case, the potential civil war in the country. Lo haya hadavar ela lefayas es ha'am, say the Chachamim, the whole reason why David participated wasn't because of his own personal mourning or covet or anything to do with that. It was for the sake of appeasing the nation, to keep the people together. And that being the case, that's an exception and not the rule. And the halacha would be like the Chachamim, meaning not like Rabbi Yehuda, a king is not to participate in funerals. Finally, says the Mishnah here, Ukushim Mavar Noso, back to that Sudas Havra'ah, we're feeding the king from his friends and family, not from his own personal resources. He's basically his first meal after having buried his relative. So we have the same kind of issue here about giving proper cover to the king, but here the truth is that Kfiya Samita, turning over the bed, would apply to the king. We want the king to sort of take a little bit of a step down from sitting on his throne since he's in mourning. So how do we resolve these issues? Says the Mishnah, Kola Am Masubin Al Ha'aretz. All the people who are comforting him will sit on the floor itself, beneath the king who remains above them. Vahu, and the king lowers himself from sitting on the throne to be Mesiv Al Hadargesh. A dargash is like a small bed, I don't know, a lesser bed, like a decorative bed. The Gemara says it's there to bring sort of good luck to the house, whatever the story is. The point is, it's not really a bed for sitting on or a couch for sitting on. It's more decorative, it's lesser, and so the king is sort of taking a step down for the sake of his expression of mourning, but he remains seated in a mukhubad way, and the people below him.